KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
This is Bob Whalen. I am here at KX93.5 for the next hour, and really looking forward to playing some music and hopefully getting a bunch of phone calls in to raise some money for the station. I think you all know that the last couple days we've had guest DJs here at the station raising funds for KX93.5. So dial in 715-5936. That's 949 area code, 715-5936. Love to hear from you. I'm going to play some songs here that kind of go back to my college days, my law school days, some good memories for these. That first one there, Creedence Clearwater, I think that was the first big group I saw in concert. It was either 1969 or 1970 back in the Boston Garden. I grew up in Boston, and it was quite a concert. So it was fun, and you know, we'll get some more stories here as we go along. So hope to hear from some of you soon. And we're going to kick off, I'm going to kick off this donation, the top of the hour here from the Whalen family. We're going to contribute $500 to the station. So we're happy to do that. We've been supporters and members since the station came to town. I think you've seen, probably have all seen, you know, the bright red car that's down there at Hospitality Night and other, you know, events all around town. It's really been fun to have, you know, our own radio station, something we can call our own that comes out, gets involved in all the stuff the community is engaged in. And then, you know, concerts down. They sponsored the Beach Boys concert down at the Festival of the Arts Ground, first big concert that had been there in the bowl in 10 years. So it's great to have the station. So maybe we'll go to a second song here. And this is one that'll sort of take you back to some of the strife of the late 60s, early 70s. So let's hear from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Thank you. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Ohio. I think the only time I ever got tear gassed was in this fall of 71 when I started. It was my first year of college, freshman of college in Cambridge. And, of course, that was a time of Kent State and then a lot of activity on campus, something today kids probably look about as ancient history. But it was very interesting times back then. So, you know, again, we're here spending an hour at with KX93.5 trying to raise some good money for the station. I hope you'll all either go online and donate or call in. You want to call in and get on air here, I'm happy to talk with you a little bit. The number, again, is 949-715-5936 if you want to dial in and make a donation over the phone or... Again, you can go online and donate. Station has really added a vibrancy and a dimension, I think, to the community that we haven't had before. Kelly Boyd, who's on the council with me, reminds me that there was a station on air in town in the 50s, and then it went dark. So we've, until a couple of years ago when KX93.5 came on, we'd been sort of, a black hole of radio waves. Anyway, great to have them on air again here in our own station. So this is next song is a song from Traffic, which is a big memory of mine from college days. I used to have this roommate who, big 6'3" guy, used to come in and put these headphones on and lay back on the couch and spend 3 or 4 hours every afternoon listening to a variety of music, and this was one of his favorites.
Take us. cause so happy. Do anything, take us out of this gloom. Sing a song, play guitar, make it snappy. Please don't be sad if it was the straight line you had. We wouldn't have known more easy.
Nice piece from Traffic there, Dear Mr. Fantasy. Again, we're here to raise money for KX93.5. I'm going to give you that phone number one more time, 949-715-5936. If you'd like to call in and hop on the radio with me, we can have a little conversation, or just make your donation when you phone in, or certainly can go online as well and donate for a great cause. So I mentioned earlier, I'm the mayor of Laguna Beach, at least for the last 2 weeks. It's been quite an honor. It is quite an honor. Looking forward to that. We've got a council meeting coming up tonight. In fact, I'm going from here to there. You can tune us in, of course, on Cox TV, local TV. People were asking me earlier, well, what do you got going tonight that's interesting? We do have a resolution on about petitioning the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and Southern California Edison to remove the spent nuclear waste from San Onofre, which is down the road, urging them to find another location for that than within 10 miles of Laguna Beach here. So we've got that on and a few other interesting items. This will be our last meeting of the year, and then we're back again on January 6th. So we've got open mic down there too. Three minutes at the start of any meeting for people who want to come down and let us know what's on their mind. Dial in, make your donation, let's raise some good money here. 715-5936. I think we'll go next to, we like to represent all parts of the country. So we'll go to a good Southern band here. Let's listen to the Allman Brothers.
My father was a gambler down in Georgia.
Well, the Allman Brothers' Ramblin' Man, that's always a good one sit back and listen to. We're here at the radio station spending an hour with you. This is kind of fun, a lot more fun than sitting in my office like I do most days practicing law. But call in 715-5936, KX935, or go online and make a donation. If you're driving and you can't get to that now, get it, take care of it when you get home, or get to a stopping point. Don't text and drive. So people, will often ask me, well, how'd you get out to California? Because I grew up in Boston, went to college in Cambridge, and eventually made it out here in 75 to go to law school at Berkeley. A lot of similarities between Cambridge and Berkeley, really university towns, active. I guess some people would call them radical at the time. Came out and just met a fantastic group of people in law school. Spent 3 years up there in the Bay Area, and still some of my best friends. We got just a big group of friends from law school still that we're in touch with. One of the guys, a guy named Steve Zeef, was a good buddy of mine, also from Boston. I didn't know him from Boston, but I knew him. I met him when I moved to Berkeley, and he was the biggest deadhead you've ever seen. He'd probably seen 200 shows by the time I met him, and he, honest to God, he looked like Jerry Garcia, big waft of hair, big beard, great guy. So this next one goes out to Zephyr.
Beside the rising tide, come
Grateful Dead. Can't go through life without listening to a little Grateful Dead. That one goes out to Zephyr. But, you know, we're about halfway through the hour here. It's certainly fun to sit and play some music. And but don't forget, the reason we're here is to raise some great money for the radio station. There is a Silver Tongue Award that the station's giving out, which I'm looking at right now, that looks pretty good, actually. A little microphone to the DJ who raises the most money. So go online, dial up, or dial in, 715-5936. You know, it's always interesting, I think, to be part of the Laguna Beach community. We're so diverse. Obviously, KX93.5 is raising funds. But one of the great hallmarks of Laguna, I think, is that the great number of nonprofits we have that have so many great causes to work for. There's something like 240 nonprofits in Laguna, if you can believe that. And, you know, the radio station's been great to support a number of those through their events, where they, you know, get people in for a music happening and then, you know, select some of these great charities, which is really wonderful. So let's make sure KX93.5 is thriving and with us long into the future. So open up the wallets, get out the credit cards, and raise some good money here. So 715-5936. And I think we'll jump to a little Temptations here.
Hold it. Listen.
Can fly like a bird in the sky,
and I've been back.
So you probably had songs in your memories from good parties you've been to, great parties you've been to over the years. So I was mentioning when I was in law school in Berkeley, we always had we called it a spring fling, which is a bunch of us just put together a party up at somebody's house up on the hills in Berkeley. And there was one spring fling in particular where that was the theme song for the night. Yeah, we're still here raising money for the radio station, KX93.5. It's really a privilege to be here. I've been here before. You know, one of the features that the radio station provides, other than great music, which you can always listen to, sort of different, you know, not the corporate playlist that you get on most stations. They also have some great community service-oriented shows. I've been here several times on Billy Freed's show, where he's interviewed a lot of different people in Laguna to get their viewpoints on a number of local issues. So it's not just music, it's community service as well. So this next song, you know, when I first was contacted to be on the show here, they said, why don't you come up with some songs that, you know, ought to have some relevance, some meaning out of your life and your background. So this one is an Emmylou Harris tune, and it was actually the one that my wife Kirsten and I danced to at our wedding in 1980. Well, Kirsten, that was 1980 that we got to dance to that at our wedding. Pretty good start. Feeling single, seeing double. Anyway, I guess we've got a caller here that a good friend of mine that's going to join us on air for a minute. Leslie, are you there?
I'm here, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Oh, I just had to call and tell you how proud we are now we know a celebrity as well as a mayor.
Well, you know, I'm the same old me. I'm afraid you guys know all my warts. So,
well, we do know a few secrets. But anyway, Bob, I just wanted to call and say hello. It's so great you're doing this show for Laguna Beach.
Well, thank you, Leslie. It's fun. Say hi to Gary, and we'll see you guys.
I'm making some candy right now. I'll bring you some.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you soon, Bob.
Thanks so much. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
Gary and Leslie Monroe live here in town up at Top of the World. great family. Our kids grew up together. My youngest, Elliot, and Bobby Monroe played football together. So that was fun. So thanks for the call, Leslie. If anyone else wants to call in and talk with the mayor, you can, you can ask me whatever you want. I'm not sure I'll answer it, but in the meantime, please, 949-715-5936 is the number to donate. And we're really hoping that you'll call in or get online when you get home and donate some money. This is a great cause, great radio station, and we need to support it. So I'm going to, this next one, little Lynyrd Skynyrd coming up here. My sons and I and my daughter, I remember this one when we were riding around town when they were little kids. For whatever reason, I had a Lynyrd Skynyrd CD in the car, and I got them hooked on it. I think they're all still fans. All right. Little Leonard Skinner, give me three steps. I don't know how many of you guys have been in that position before, running for the door. But anyway, I understand we've got a caller, and Brian tells me it's my son Andy from calling from San Francisco.
Hey there, Dad. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
What are you up to?
I just got urgent text messages from my sweet mother while I was in a conference saying, Dad's on the radio. Dad's on the radio. Gotta check it out.
You streaming it in?
Yeah. I just turned it on and at the desk, and then I heard you put on Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, you remember that from driving around town?
It was the only CD I think you had in your car.
Yeah.
That six disc changer in the trunk.
Limited music selection. Back in the day.
It was great. The funny thing growing up with you, Dad, was that you could turn any comment from anyone into a song lyric.
Yeah, I did have that talent.
Encyclopedic lyric memory. But one of my favorites was, and you still do this actually, when driving around town, when if someone, cuts you off or does something you don't like in the car, say, come on now, people, smile on your brother. Like that old, who is that from the 60s, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's some of the nicer things I say, right?
But, well, we're on the radio. We won't repeat the others.
Well, nice of you to call in. Appreciate it. We're raising some good money here for the radio station. When you're down next week, you'll have to tune it in. They got some great music selection here. Not this old time stuff I'm playing, but, really some good shows going off all the time here. So check it out when you're down. You're coming down Sunday night, I think, right?
We'll be there for the Whalen family Christmas party.
Yeah.
And for everyone listening, if you're on Instagram, make sure you go to hashtag Councilman Bob. You'll get a lot of great great family photos of Big Bob up in Tahoe and on the beach being the mayor.
Hashtag Councilman Bob, yeah, that courtesy of my sons. All right, pal, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that was my son, Andy. He's the middle one. We've got a daughter, Erica, and Andy, and then a youngest son, Elliot. They're all about 2 years apart. Andy's getting married in January, taking the plunge here, so we're excited about that, marrying his girlfriend, Laura. So... all right, we've got about 10 minutes here to close out the hour, so let's make a push with some money. 949-715-5936, KX935, go online, donate. Love to see you close it out. Like to thank Charlie and Margie Bell, great longtime friends, for their contribution, Teresa O'Hare for her contribution. It's fantastic. It's fantastic to have your friends come out and support the cause that you're supporting. So I think we're going to go here to a Joe Cocker tune that the name says it all. Feeling All Right. Left you on my own. We got a little Joe Cocker, Feeling All Right. That's always a song to get you, pull your spirits up. So I think we're going to have time for just one more song here. And, you know, I'd like to thank everybody who called in and donated. I'd like to thank the station for creating this opportunity for us guests, DJs, for the last 2 days. And hopefully they'll raise some really good money. As I said earlier, station has done had a major impact on the community in the short time it's been here. We're very fortunate to have them. We need to support them. So even if you don't get a chance today to donate, you know, go online, make a year-end donation, $50, $75, $100, whatever you can do would be great. And 949-715-5936 is the number. I'm going to leave you with one more song for the season. A little Melly Kalikimaka from Bing Crosby.